Ever since news started to spread about plans for a new natural gas-burning power plant in rural Trantemar, there is one question that has dominated reactions from the region. Why here? The proposed location for the 10-turbine, 500-megawatt plant certainly seems well-placed, at the crossroads of the Maritimes and Northeast Pipeline, which brings natural gas from the eastern U.S. up into Canada, and NB Power's major electricity transmission corridor headed to PEI. But the proposed site is also at another significant crossroads, says Barry Rothfuss, co-director of the Atlantic Wildlife Institute, located about 4 kilometers away from the proposed gas plant.
It just happens to be the spot where all the migration, the terrestrial mammal migration, merges together, right in that exact location. If you were to look at a map recently posted in the Canadian Geographic, and you follow the cross between the two migration lines, it comes right to that point, right where they're putting this facility. So we know just also the fact that we're nearby and we monitor these animal populations passing through the area, that it is an ecologically sensitive zone. Now, this whole region is identified internationally as a really critical habitat that needs to be protected because it affects wildlife populations on both sides of the provincial boundaries between New Brunswick and Nova Scotia. It also is right in the core of the Atlantic flyway that passes right over this spot. So like your shorebirds and your songbirds would be flying directly over where that spot is located within the Chignecto Isthmus.
Rothfuss and his partner Pam Novak are asking why NB Power has opted to build a gas power plant in a relatively pristine rural setting, smack dab in the middle of the Chignecto Isthmus.
The more that you found out of what was looking to be built, that this wasn't just like a transfer station or this wasn't something that was just adding some connection to the grid, that this is a major project going on out here. It just became overwhelming to think of what can be the possibilities of it. It's shocking, to be honest with you. It's absolutely shocking to us that this is happening this close to us here, not only, but just in this region that is just such an environmentally sensitive part of the province.
Rothfuss says he doesn't trust the thoroughness of the surveys completed by the proponents of the project, saying they don't adequately reflect the environmental significance of the area.
So when they just give you a random general understanding of the animals that are there the day they walk on the site and make up a list, it doesn't even come close to representing what the ecological sensitivity of that zone is, not to mention the water table that feeds down into a very vibrant and productive water system that has huge fish and amphibious populations in it, as well as provides water source for all these animals passing through the region. So it's a part of that wetlands as well. Ties into the Trantemar wetland lands that are federally protected on this side.
Rothfuss has a number of concerns when it comes to the natural gas facility, including risks of incidental spills or larger scale disasters from fuel stored on site, impacts to wildlife from the sounds produced by the jet engine-like turbines, air pollution from the gas-burning turbines, and a possible strain on local water resources.
A lot of this just doesn't make sense when you look at it from the construction phase to the operation phase and then the decommissioning phase. Every single one of those steps has a significant potential of creating land, air, and water damage. And, not to mention they're sucking out a huge volume of water.
For Rothfuss and Novak, the question of how Center Village, just north of Midgic, became the preferred site for an industrial project that will burn enough natural gas to supply up to 500 megawatts of electricity is key. It's a question that persists even after a meeting this week with John McIsaac, the president of Pro Energy Canada, the company NB Power is contracting to build the plant, a meeting which Rothfuss describes as cordial.
It was respectful. I listened. But I think we both can agree that it didn't change either one of our positions. I understood what he was saying. I I understand his calculated perspective of wanting to build this. It doesn't change my view of the fact that he's looking at it purely from an economic standpoint, because he wouldn't be here if he wasn't gaining some sort of financial gain out of it. And, you know, the sensitivity of the isthmus really wasn't what he wanted to discuss. He wanted to discuss the value of what it would do from an economic standpoint and a mechanical standpoint, and not from an ecological perspective.
Novak says she didn't find out much more in the meeting than was in the project description, which is part of the federal impact assessment process.
There really wasn't any new information there. It was more of just a reassurance that this is state-of-the-art type of technology that's that they feel is going to fix, you know, or fill the need of what NB Power is looking for right now. But I think the main thing that came out of that was the fact that NB Power is the one that's is still making the decisions here of where this will go, how this, you know, how this will operate. And I think that's where the focus really needs to go to in terms of why did they choose this location.
Rothfuss questions why information about the project was so late to reach the community, even though NB Power acquired the property in Center Village last August. And ProEnergy's John McIsaac says the company has been surveying the area for about 10 months.
Who's at the core of all of this is NB Power. There's no getting away from it. NB Power is calling all the shots here. Even us sitting and talking with a developer like ProEnergy, it doesn't matter what we say to him. The decisions are being made through NB Power. And they've created this buffer, this illusion, as though we're being having our concerns appeased by sending out a company that essentially is going to build this, but isn't really calling the shots as to where it's going to be built and the necessity for it to be built. I think it's frustrating that. That they're using these kind of mechanical buffers to weaken the ability for people to be openly expressing concerns about things that are directly going to affect them.
NB Power is currently undergoing a comprehensive organizational review headed up by a panel of three experts appointed by the Holt government. The panel plans to do public engagement sessions in the fall, including an online session on August 20th at 6 p.m. The priority areas for the review are listed as financial sustainability, governance and utility structure, investor attractiveness and strategic partnerships, and customer expectations.
There's so many different layers to this project in terms of why build this or build this here, why use this type of technology, what are the gains that are going to come out of it. So you have to kind of pick through it in terms of what it is that feels going to impact us. And also, obviously, we're focused more on the location than anything else. But I think a lot of the key to those answers that I don't know if we'll ever get comes from NB Power of why this site was chosen over. I think they mentioned like 8 or 9 that were originally on the table, narrowed it down, and then narrowed it down to the final 2. And those are the answers that we can't get of what made this look so attractive versus other sites that might be already already developed or already prepared for industrial type of projects versus something that's in such a rural zone that would not have the infrastructure, does not have the emergency services, does not have the even the roadways, you know, in terms of the impact that it's going to make on this area in place. And so those, you know, that's what we're still trying to figure out is why was this chosen over other sites? The reasons just aren't, still just aren't clear.
When you look at the planning that was done, there's no mention of us. There's no mention of the Chignecto Isthmus in any of their documents. There's no mention of anything that has to do with any organization or group that's involved in managing resources here. And we're the small player. There are a lot bigger organizations that are involved in environmental protection of the Chignecto Isthmus that are a lot bigger than us. We're just a team player in that aspect because we physically are located here. You know, so I'm hoping that those groups come forward and express their support and for our position at least, because it protects their own interest as well and the region's interest.
As of Friday morning, just over 90 members of the public have submitted comments on the project through the Impact Assessment Agency of Canada's website. The IAAC has extended the public comment period for the project until August 13th. The provincial government is also working on a basic environmental impact assessment on the project, and Tantramar MLA Megan Mitten is calling for the province to upgrade its assessment to a comprehensive one. On a municipal level, Plan 360 Communications Officer Marc-André Chiasson says that according to the Tantramar Planning Area Rural Plan regulations, the project can be built as of right from a municipal zoning perspective because it is considered a public utility. This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.